Hi, you guys. You're listening to KTAHLP Radio Tacoma. This is Mrs. Smith, and we're listening to Passions with Details. Today, I have a special guest. Miss Ingrid York is in the building today, guys. Miss York, tell us about your background.
I am originally from Fayetteville, North Carolina. I migrated here in 1979, military brat. I am a mother of 11 children, 8 boys, 3 girls. I am a grandmother to 50. I am a great-grandmother of 3 with 1 on the way. I am a floral designer. I am also a published author of 2 children's stories that you can find on Amazon. The titles of these are I'm Unique's Day at the Waterfront and also Sandy's Visit with the Smiths.
What are the age range for those books?
From kindergarten or pre-K to 3rd grade.
Okay. Is there anything else that you do or you want to know?
I do sell Mary Kay.
So you said, I think you have, was it DTG?
Yes, DTG, the Drop the Guns movement. I have a logo for that. I came up with DTG in 2014, seeing the children in the community that were resorting to using guns, you know, all the violence that was going on, and me being a mother of 11 children, and especially having 8 boys, that just saddened me, you know, because I know that it could have been any one of my children, these children out here that are fighting and killing and each other. There are some videos that I have on YouTube for DTG. And my mission statement for that is I want to bring an end to the senseless gun violence around the world through the Drop the Guns movement. And I'm just one person. You know, I need the community to join in with me. You know, and I say that together we stand, divided we fall. Let's stand together and drop the guns.
I love that mission statement. I really do. There's a lot of things going on in the society nowadays that have, you know, gun affiliation and TV shows. Cartoons are not cartoons anymore. Games are also, you know, they have those effect on children. You also have TikTok, which is media, you know. So when we look at all of these things gathered in one, they are recreating and they're going to school. It's affecting the school system. Teachers cannot do what they did back in the days when, you know, they were my age or back in your days, that the parents would allow. It's not like that anymore. So how do they defend themselves is they have to call the police when they can. But it happens when you have a lot of media and the kids are watching that a lot. And with that being said, that's how guns get into school. If the children don't have, they see how to go get stuff. You know, look at the Kia boys, for example. They showed people stuff on media and kids went out and did what they saw. So I say this to say that, yes, we need to come together as a community and get everybody involved and have a message statement. And once a month, twice a week in a month, you know, come as parents and educate, bring any thing that you want to talk about, anything that you have implemented already, and sit with these kids so they can get a better understanding what it means to really be educated and really drop the guns and stand up for the community, you know. So we need more people like you, and thank you for coming out and letting your voice be heard to the people in Tacoma and as a Black woman. That is so powerful. Yeah, tell us more about your books.
Okay, the books, I came about, you know, having a lot of children.
Mm-hmm.
I would just watch my children play and the things that they did and sit back and start jotting down things. And this is how I came up with these stories for these children's books. I also have 8 more manuscripts that need pictures so that I can go ahead and publish them as well.
So you're in the works for that?
Yes.
Yes, yes. We would love to hear about more of those. You know, read us a passage from out the book.
Okay.
And what book is that?
This one is coming from I'm Unique, Stay at the Waterfront. I'm Unique, Alicia, and Tanaya are sitting on the living room floor reading their books when I'm Unique looked up and said, "Mommy, look how nice it is outside. The sun is shining so beautifully, and there isn't a rain cloud in sight. No one should have to be cooped up inside the house on such a gorgeous day like this. Doesn't the waterfront sound like the perfect place for all of us to go and enjoy ourselves?" I'm Unique asked her mother. "Mom got the..." "Yes, it does. Why don't you and the girls get ready and I'll run this idea by your father."
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's like, you know, you have parents asking the child what she wants to do and, you know, asking them what they see. That's the type of hands-on kind of parenting that we need, you know. Even though it's in a book, that's a real actual, you know, story. What's coming?
It's a Tacoma story.
Yes, it is. One of a kind. Yeah. It's an author here in Tacoma right now. So we need more authors out here doing a thing like Mrs. York. Get these books. So, where can we find these again?
Amazon. They are on Amazon. So if anyone is interested in purchasing them for their children, you can go to Amazon, search up Ingrid York, and they should pop up. I'm Unique's Day at the Waterfront, and I'm Unique is spelled E-I-M-E-U-N-I-Q-U-E. And you guys are probably wondering, where did you get that name from?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you a story about I'm Unique.
Mm-hmm.
As I stated before, I have 11 children. Mm-hmm. I'm Unique is my baby. I had 11 natural childbirths. Mm-hmm. But when it came to I'm Unique, I had to have a cesarean.
Yeah.
So that was a unique way for me to deliver a baby. So I had to come up with a unique name. And that's where I'm Unique comes from.
Yeah. Well, Miss York, it's been a pleasure. And I wanted to surprise you all. She is my mother. Okay. I am the 8th child out of 11. And you know what? I kept my head held high because of this woman. It doesn't matter how many kids that you have. You can push through anything, become anyone. And when everybody tells you no, you keep on at it, because one day they will look back and see what they said no to. With that being said, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to KTAHLP Radio Tacoma. I am Mrs. Smith, and I have a special guest, Mr. Joshua Seals. Mr. Seals did an interview with me before, and this time around, we're going to talk about his music. So, Mr. Seals, why don't you tell the people where you work, and also, you know, refresh your memory, and also your music.
For sure. Thanks for having me again. Again, this is Joshua Seals. I am the current site coordinator at Arlington Elementary School. I also be on the Bell Site Lead After School Program. The organization that I work for is Communities and Schools, in which we have site coordinators at designated areas in the city of Tacoma to help out schools with whether it's mentoring, counseling, basic needs for students, checking in on them, making sure they have supplies and whatnot. So we do a lot for the city and the community and the schools in which we're at. In addition to that, of course, you know, I make music. I have a couple of songs currently on YouTube right now at this moment. I'm actually going to be recording more songs this summer and releasing a project pretty soon. So I'm very excited about that.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm so proud of you. So what make you, what inspire you to do music?
Honestly, it took me a minute. When I was in college, just doing like open mics and giving that opportunity and platforms to have self-expression, I took a lot of poetry classes as well, so I got very creative. I just feel like everyone in life should have the opportunity to express themselves in some way, whether it's painting, whether it's rap, whether it's singing, whether it's dance. And this was my niche. I love to write. I was a very effective writer in college, and then I kind of moved on to poetry and then developed rap music as well. So really just being on campus, just getting a feel for life issues, it allowed me to have a platform to have my voice be heard, whether I'm talking about relationships or social issues or injustices. I just feel like everyone should have the opportunity to express themselves in some given way.
Oh, my gosh. Some of the things you pointed on, I need help with. just joking. That's so cool. I have seen you in person work with the kids at the school at Arlington because my kids do attend. He is very hands-on. When you need him, he's available. And the kids, I must say, they do love him. let's get on to, I know one of your songs. Could you tell me the name of it?
So one of the songs I have is called Underdog. That's on YouTube. I actually put it out years ago. That song is about, you know, a little bit about life's trials. A lot of times, you know, in life, you'll see yourself being an underdog. Sometimes you just have to make sure that you are confident in your ability. You got to make sure that your voice is heard. Whether life throws at you, you know, trials and tribulations, hard times, good times, just to be determined and to fulfill your purpose. Because sometimes people are not going to give you that. So really you have to go for it and really shoot for the sky and really just kind of be confident in oneself and to know your purpose in life to accomplish what you're here to do. So that's kind of the basis of the song. I talk about my faith in the song as well. A lot of metaphors in there. Very creative song.
So you said that you're going to be putting together an album. Where would you want to present your album at, like here in Tacoma?
Honestly, it'll be on YouTube. A lot of the songs will be on YouTube. There'll be some hints on my Instagram page as well when it's coming out. And that is definitely in the works. So, yeah, potentially, you know, once it gets going on, I have a Hilltop Street Fair that's coming pretty soon in August. I'm going to be performing at actually Juneteenth at Arlington Elementary School. I'm performing one of my songs called Meditate Levitate. That's another song that actually a couple of your kids are going to be attending and doing a little dancing at Arlington. So might want to check that one out. But that is definitely for the Juneteenth assembly coming up June 18th.
Cool. You know, I got some events coming up. I just did my flyers for June, July, and August. And I know that, where can we find you on your YouTube page?
You can find me under Joshua Music in Tacoma. You'll see two of my songs, Underdog and Icebreaker, on there. And Instagram, it would be under The Real Jewels, which is TheReal Jewels.
Okay. So we're going to take a listen to The Underdog.
Yeah, this goes out to all my people being underestimated, misrepresented, and slept on. Beware the low key, make him feel it. See me coming through, hey, I'll be that underdog. I ain't worried about him, nah, I'ma rise to the call. up, he ain't falling, he ballin'. And he's standing tall, back against the wall. Now let's give it to him all. They say that looks could be deceiving, and we should stay believing, cause we believe in Jesus, so we gon' turn the other cheek and not retaliate. To the snakes, the heathens, and the haters, huh? Taking out of context, like an autocorrect spell text. Cause with this shooting, I'm putting points on the board. Like Steph Curry from long range, I'ma light up the score. So we put them hands up like it's a no contest, my game is a threat. Look, the underdogs making them sweat. See me coming through, hey, I'll be that underdog. I ain't worried about him, nah, I'ma rise to the call. Hold up, he ain't falling, he ballin', and he's standing tall. Back against the wall, now let's give it to him, See me coming through, hey, I'll be that underdog. I ain't worried about him, nah, I'ma rise to the call. Hold up, he ain't falling, he ballin', and he's standing tall. Back against the wall, now let's give it to him, Low-key like young Joseph, in a world full of dreams. Despite a world of schemes, with this game of my breed. A revolution, a counter to trouble delusion, a vast confusion. Bring the persecution, fight like we owe some restitution. And when we win once, I'm gon' count us out. Saying he won't last, wanted, that's all he about. But I'm seeking another bout, ready for round two. Surviving the storms, underdogs coming through. Now when you pull that upset, they upset. We change the rules, they don't let. No one knows they've been riding a plot all night since sunset. What's to be a part of this mindset? I don't jet, I just nap, this life I chose. Collapse by those, they didn't die, they sacrifice. Ignite my globe, be death and rose. I'll give it to those who oppose. Base perception and complexity, seize the torch. In his objection, breaking the walls like Jericho. Bringing them down like where they go. Flip the script with a lion, salt my lion and Judah. Killing them all, see me coming through. Hey, I'll be that underdog, I ain't worried about him, nah, I'ma rise to the call. Hold up, he ain't falling, he ballin', and he's standing tall. Back against the wall, now let's give it to him, See me coming through, hey, I'll be that underdog, I ain't worried about him, nah, I'ma rise to the call. Hold up, he ain't falling, he ballin', and he's standing tall. Back against the wall, now let's give it to him, Chose a book cause it's cover, but they read between the lines. They don't care about the lyrics, the beat got them mesmerized. They didn't take the time, now they put on borrowed time. They puppets, and now they masters, master they mind. Seen the song and it's on to the lights, camera, and action. Fit into my outfit, did I forget to mention action? Cause action's gon' keep you relevant in the media. Pushing the fans, they don't care, soon they gon' leave ya. Nah, bro, I think I'd rather be an underdog. Cause at the end of the day, I ain't reppin' for y'all. I rep for he, you know Christ the King. The true boss, iced in glory, a non-fiction story. Took the dub home, now it's on to the next task. These are like the end credits, shout out to the cast. This one goes for them stay hungry underdogs. Cause when we ball hard, they can't see clear, here come the fog. See me coming through, hey, I'll be that underdog. I ain't worried about him, nah, I'ma rise to the call. Hold up, he ain't falling, he ballin', and he's standing tall. Back against the wall, now let's give it to him. See me coming through, hey, I'll be that underdog. I ain't worried about him, nah, I'ma rise to the call. Hold up, he ain't falling, he ballin', and he's standing tall. Back against the wall, now let's give it to him.
You know, someone once told me that it's the underdogs you shouldn't sleep on, cause sometimes they be the ones most hungry. You ever roll up on a hungry dog before?
See me coming through, hey, I'll be that underdog. I ain't worried about him, nah, I'ma rise to the call. Hold up, he ain't falling, he ballin', and he's standing tall. Back against the wall, now let's give it to him.
Well, you guys, I'm glad that you guys like the song Underdog. Mr. Seals, you are very wonderful, and I appreciate you spending the time talking to us, getting to know you and understand what you're about in the school system and you as a person in whole for our community. We need brothers like you. Well, you guys, I am Mrs. Smith. You're listening to Passions with Details at KTAHLP 101.9 FMN Radio Tacoma.